just because you're younger or you have access to more technology or you think you're smarter, work harder, more talented, etc. None of those is the reason why, if you do achieve success at much higher levels than they did, it's not going to be because of any of those. It's going to be because you have a different mentality than them.
StayAllDay.com. Free's exceptional.
Work on your game.
I like the approach.
Work on your fucking game.
Everybody has, relates to what Dre's saying in a different way.
Work on your game.
I like the way he thinks.
Work on your fucking game.
I like the frameworks that he's put together.
Work on your game.
And I would highly recommend it to anybody that's trying to work on their game.
Work on your fucking game.
I think it's a good approach. It's a different approach, too.
Hey, you, work on your game.
Gave me something really good.
Work on your game. DreAllDay.com.
And his philosophy makes a lot of sense.
Not only work on your game, perfect your craft.
Work on your game.
He knows how to communicate in such a fabulous way.
I can't say it enough.
Work on your game. You're now tuned into the show where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there even when the success you've expected to achieve has yet to be achieved. And on top of all this, you get a huge dose of personal initiative, which is the go-getter energy that moves any one of us, including yourself, to go and make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. And then we put all this together into a series of frameworks, approaches, insights, strategies, and techniques all underneath the umbrella of one unifying philosophy that is called Work on Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day, and welcome to the show. And today's topic is success is not sequential. Now, before we get into this, let me remind everyone, send out a text guaranteed to have you focus sharp and on point to start your day or your week. I call it the Daily and the Monday Motivations, respectively. You can get those by joining my text community. It is free to join. My number is 305-384-6894. Once you text me, you will get an immediate response that lets you know that you are confirmed and in the community. If you do not get that, that means we are still working out some kinks with the text situation. Once we get those worked out, which they will be, then we'll get that back going immediately. And everybody who's already in the community, you'll see, because they'll be coming straight to your phone. If you haven't joined already, just text me. So when we do get it fixed, you'll just pick up right where when we pick up, you'll pick up. Secondly, Work on Your Game University. That is the place where I do all my coaching. If you would like to have me as your direct coach, if you would like to work with me directly, and let me help you when it comes to building your business, when it comes to building your brand, when it comes to making the money that you want to make from the things that you want to do, putting yourself out there so that you can be at your highest level as far as your business, be consistent in doing so, and of course, make the money that you want to make. I mean, we are in business to make money. We're not doing this for free, right? Then go to workonyourgameuniversity.com and you can see the layout of what our program is about. You can see some things about me, what we have done, who we have worked with, and of course, you can see how to get yourself involved. Again, that's workonyourgameuniversity.com. That out the way, let's get into the topic, which is success is not sequential. Give a hat tip to Dan Kennedy for painting the seed for this idea. I'm going to flesh this out in my own style, as I always do in today's masterclass. So the general point of this masterclass here, what we're talking about, is to help you understand that the step-by-step process of achieving things, this process that we are all accustomed to, that we've been taught all of our lives, and have been raised with, this is not the normal process for achieving most success. Let me say that again, because this right here is the thesis of what I'm going to explain here in today's masterclass. And the better you understand this, the better you'll be able to pick up what I'm about to put down in this masterclass. That the sequential step-by-step process, do step one, step two, step three, step four, that we have all been taught and that many of us think we need to follow in order to be successful, that is not the way most success occurs, even yours. That's not the way most of your success has occurred. That's not the way that most people out there's success has occurred or is occurring or will occur. And it's especially important for those of you who are highly ambitious and you have goals that are outside of the normal expectation of the average person. And I make my material for people who are ambitious and have goals that are outside of the normal expectations of the average person. So if that's you, if you're a person who has expectations that are outside of what's normal, in the United States, for example, $130,000 a year puts you in the top 10% of income earners. If you're at least that, some of you are way past that and you've been past that for decades. Some of you are there right now. Some of you are on your way there. And I would guess that most of you who are listening to this either want to be there or you want to get towards it. Now, if you're one of those top 10% performers or higher, even less than 10%, 2%, 1%, 3%, then this episode is especially for you. because that sequential process of achieving success, you're not going to get there that way, even though it's been taught to you your whole life. But let me get into my points before I step on anything else that I'm going to say here. Let's get into it. Point number one, topic once again is success is not sequential. Number one, how most people think of success is doing things step by step. Think about the schooling that you have undergone in your life. When you went to school, what did you do? You went to first grade, second grade, third grade, fourth grade, etc., all the way up through wherever you finished, 12th grade, college, grad school, whatever. That's a sequential process. Notice each year you went to a higher level, assuming that you passed the previous grade. Maybe some of you were really smart and you were able to skip a grade. You skipped the third grade, you skipped the eighth grade, and you moved on to the next one. But it was still a sequential process, even if you made a jump or two somewhere along the way. Some of you in your professional careers that you're in right now, you're at work right now, listen to me. You went from level one to level two to level three, promotion by promotion by promotion. Some of you are working in a career right now where you are hoping to move up from the level you're currently at to the next level. Promotion, 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 right? This is the way that we do things, sequential. This is what we've been taught. This is what we think. This is what we expect. And this is actually what we aim for. You notice this? You're walking the steps or climbing the ladder, whichever metaphor you prefer, moving yourself up step by step by step. Now, I told you about climbing ladders back in episode 2672. In episode 2672, what did I tell you? I told you to stop climbing ladders. I told you stop doing this. Now, this sequential process that I just described to you, I told you to stop doing this. Get out of this game. Opt out. Why? The reason why most people think of success in this sequential order is because, again, we spend our entire lives doing things sequentially. We are raised this way. This is the way that we are taught. And some of you listening to this, this is the way that you still live. Actually, most of you are still living this way right now, even as fully grown autonomous adults. And it's not because you're doing anything wrong. It's simply because you were never privy to what I'm going to share here in today's masterclass. That's why I'm here. All right? I am here because I'm offering you something that you're not going to get anywhere else. Okay. So any of you who's climbing ladders right now and taking things step by step, keep listening because I'm just getting started. It seems natural and normal to climb a ladder. Okay. I went from, and some of you are in your careers right now, you're thinking about it. Well, 10 years ago, I was here. Then I moved up to there. Then I was there. Now I'm here. I'm sequentially moving up. And as you move up, you get better. You acquire more status. You acquire more success, however you measure that term. You usually make more money. You are more highly respected. You have more whatever else comes with your position as you move up. You know what it is because you're in a career, right? And you know the next level that you get to, you get more of the stuff, whatever it is that you want. You know exactly what it is, which is why you keep showing up to work every day because you want to move up to the next level. I'm not saying these are bad things, okay? This all seems natural and normal. Let me tell you what the problem is. Here's the problem with this process. As you are going through these sequential steps, your most valuable resource is slowly, yet steadily, dwindling away. What is your most valuable resource? Time. You are using time to go step by step, rung by rung, up the ladder, step by step, up the steps, in order to get to the next level, the next level, the next level. Challenge is we have a limited amount of this resource called time. And as you continue to do things sequentially, you can simply measure. You can figure this out like logically and rationally. You can measure how much time it is taking you to get from where you started. Any of those of you who are in the middle of a career right now, think about how much time it's taken from where you started to where you are today. I'm talking about in actual measurement. How much time has it taken from where you started to where you are today? And then juxtapose that with how far you plan on going. Where do you want to go? What level do you want to get to? How long is it going to take you to get there? And then measure that against how long you plan on living. Now, some of you may say, well, Dre, I'm pretty close to the top. So if that's how long it takes me and that's the process, actually, I'm pretty good with that. I might get there in the next 2 years and then I got another 20, 30 years to work. Actually, that works. That works for me. If that's you, fine. I'm not talking to you then. For those of you who I am talking to, you just did this calculation. You could do this in your head. You know how long you've been in your career, right? You know what level you want to get to, right? You know how long it took you to get from where you were to where you are now. And you know how long it might take you to get from where you're at to where you want to go. And you know when you want to get out of the game. Okay, is it making sense or is it not? I mean, this is a simple binary right here. We can just figure this one out. Does it make sense or does it not? For those of you whom this is a bit of a problem or maybe a big problem, keep listening. Despite all the YouTube, basketball, even this show, I started as a writer and I am still a prolific writer. As a matter of fact, I send out emails damn near every day. I call this the Daily Game email. I want you to get this every day to your inbox completely for free. So simply go to workonmygame.com. That's workonmygame.com and get my emails directly to your inbox every day free of charge. Again, that's workonmygame.com. The reason most people don't reach their goals in life is not because they never ask themselves what they want. Most of you do that. It's not because they're not willing to do the work. Most of you do a whole lot of that. It's because they never ask themselves the third key question, which is, who do I need to be? I wrote a book called The Mirror of Motivation that is all about asking and answering that question of and for yourself. That's why it's called The Mirror of Motivation. In that book, you're going to learn who you need to be as a person so that you can go get into that right energy, then do what you need to do, and then you'll be able to reach your goals and have what you want to have. If that sounds like the missing link in your process, and let me give you a hint, it is the missing link in your process, I'll give you a free copy of The Mirror of Motivation. All you have to do is cover the shipping and just go to mirrorofmotivation.com. Again, mirrorofmotivation.com. I will give you a free copy of that book so you can ask yourself the key question that you have never asked yourself, that most people never ask themselves, that will make all the difference in your success. mirrorofmotivation.com. Point number two. Today's topic, once again, is success is not sequential. Let me tell you how success really happens. As I just told you, it's not sequential. Let me tell you what it is. Success happens in jagged lines, ups and downs, big ups, sometimes big downs, sometimes a bunch of downs followed by an up, sometimes a bunch of ups followed by an unexpected down, mixed together, all mixed together. And sometimes you don't know when one or the other is coming, and all mixed in with all that, some big quantum leaps in performance, achievement, and outcome. That's how success actually happens, as opposed to how people think it happens. When I was looking to play professional basketball, my junior year of college was my last college game. I didn't play my senior year because of issues with the coaching staff that was in charge at that time. Between my last game of college and the first game that I played pro was 2.5 year span. During that 2.5 year span, it was mostly from the outside looking in. I can tell you how I felt about it, but let's just say from the outside looking in, how the other 8 billion people on the planet would have looked at my situation. It was a steady stream of downs. It was basically, I was trending downward for about a 2.5 year span. But then when I signed my first contract, well, actually, I don't want to go there. When I went to my first exposure camp and played pretty well, that was a little bit of an up. I mean, it was cool, but it didn't actually do anything. It gave me something, tangible that I could use to leverage. Then when I signed with my first agent, that was another little bit of an up. Again, didn't tangibly change my career in that moment, but it was a step towards that. And then when I got my first contract, then that was a big up. Now, all of a sudden, I went from a person who had been trending downward for over 2 years to a person who was up. I just joined a group that only 2% of people who ever picked up a ball could ever join. 2% of people, period, could ever join. I was officially a professional basketball player. But that was a big quantum leap in success. Let's just call it that. Let's just call it success in that moment when I became a pro player. But you could not have predicted that was going to happen that way from the outside looking in. I could have predicted it because I knew what I was working on, but anyone else couldn't have predicted that because they didn't know. That's what I mean when I say success happens in jagged lines, a bunch of ups and downs mixed together, and then you get these big quantum leaps that all of a sudden, quote unquote, all of a sudden, you're a success. Now, again, you on the inside, knowing what you're doing, you see the success happening and you see it coming before it gets there. But most people from the outside can't see it because they don't know what you're doing. They don't know what's going on in your head. They can't read your thoughts. Only you know that stuff. That's how success really happens. See, the people who you know, or the people who know of you, or the people you know of, who you would label as a success, especially those who are publicly noted for their success. So just think of someone who you know of who's publicly noted for success. I mean, they're like a Googleable person and they are successful by your estimation. Usually they did not create that success in sequential steps, even though, again, if you ask them, they may make it sound like there were sequential steps to their success. And when I go on people's shows and people ask me, what's your background? How'd you get from there to here? And I start telling my story. Well, of course, the way the story sounds, it sounds like it was okay. I just had to follow these 13 steps and I followed them all. And now I'm here and now I'm a successful person. Hooray. It sounds that way. But when you're actually living it, that's not the way it works. If you get someone to really just give you the details of how they got from where they were to where they are, again, a person who is successful, you'll notice that none of them were just sequential steps. I just need to do this next, then this, then this, then do this next, then do this, then do this. It never works that way. Maybe that's the plan. Maybe that's the ideal. Is that how it actually works? Usually not. People who you know, who you label as successful, it was not a sequential process. Just like you, they're human. And just like you, if they try to follow a sequential process, like you may be doing right now, they will run out of time just like you would. If they try to do everything one step at a time, they will run out of time just like you would or will. Think of the most successful entrepreneurs and business people who you know of. Again, people who you could find online. Often, they have a brief period in their lives when they went from having a moderate level of achievement to a massive level of achievement. Maybe you have experienced this. Any of you have this experience? You're having this moderate level of achievement where you're doing okay, you're doing your thing, and then all of a sudden you had this massive achievement. Any of you had that happen? And understand they didn't do it by climbing the steps or climbing the ladder faster than everybody else. See, your goal was not to climb the ladder faster than everyone else. Now, technically, you could do that, but the difference between you and everyone else is only going to be marginal because there's only so much faster you can go than other people. That's it. We get the what we call the law of diminishing returns when you're just trying to outspeed everybody. Now, there are different levels of speed. Let me be clear. I talked about this in episode number 2778, where I gave you the three levels of speed and the three levels of fast. Most people's, when they talk about speed, they're talking about tactical speed. Let me just do the job faster than you did the job. Let me just drive my car a little bit faster than you so I can pass you on the highway. See, that's a marginal difference between when you're just trying to do tactical speed. You need strategic and wholesale speed. Those are the other two levels. Again, listen to that episode. You want to learn more about that subject. What people who become massively successful, publicly noted for their success, maybe you have experienced this yourself as well. They do so by taking an elevator or taking a rocket ship to the top of the building or a rocket ship to the top of the globe or an elevator to the top of the building. That's the mindset that you need to have. In other words, you need to look for where are the quantum leaps here? What's the big jump that I can make in what I'm doing? One of the big jumps that I made business-wise was focused on, because I still sell them, but focusing on selling things like books for free. You just pay the shipping for $9.95 and maybe get upsell you a couple book bundles for $39 and $97 and selling courses around the same price point, $97, $297, $500. I went from focusing on those sales. Again, I still make those sales, but that is no longer the focus. I went to focusing on selling high ticket things. High ticket means selling things for $10,000, $20,000, $30,000. That was a jump in thinking, which was followed by a jump in activity, which was followed by a jump in outcomes. That was the change. That is how anyone could take an elevator to the top of the building. Instead of climbing the steps up the building, most people just take the elevator. Why are we walking up the steps? Exercise? Instead of, I don't know what's another way you can get to the top of the globe, maybe flying, but human beings can't fly last time I checked. We can take a rocket ship. We can take an airplane, I guess. That's the mindset I want you to have. There's a speaker by the name of Astro Teller. And I guess he probably wouldn't call himself a speaker. He calls himself some type of entrepreneur, or business person, or thinker. But I first heard of Astro when I was listening to the Tim Ferriss podcast many years ago. And he gives this speech on this concept that he calls moonshot thinking. And I'm going to look Astro up because I know he's given a speech. He's given a speech a bunch of times because I was looking him up back when I first heard of this speech. And I thought of him again as I was coming up with the notes for this episode. And I saw that he gives this speech about moonshot thinking. He's given this speech many times. So if you look him up, again, his name is Astro. His last name is Teller, T-E-L-L-E-R. And you'll see that he's given the same speech or given this talk or been interviewed a bunch of times, talking about the exact same thing, this whole concept of moonshot thinking. He pretty much has cornered the market on talking about this stuff. And he used to work at Google. He's worked at SpaceX with Elon Musk. And I don't know where else he works. I don't know what exactly he does today, but he's got a bunch of speeches that you can find and interviews you can find online. So anyway, first time I heard Astro was through Tim Ferriss, and he was talking about moonshot thinking. And I'll explain the concept in a second. It's relatively short and it's relatively simple to understand. In summary, it's all about looking for those moonshots and basically the activities that can produce a 100x return on investment. Instead of doing things that produce a 1 or 2 or 3x return on investment, instead, how do you work on something that produces a 100x return on investment instead of just working on the small things? Instead of taking one step at a time, how do we take a rocket all the way out of the atmosphere instead of just walking up the steps? Notice the difference in thinking between those two questions. See, the challenge with this kind of thinking is, first of all, most people are not accustomed to this mindset, and you'll be looking around and seeing others who are making this slow incremental progress while you're still trying to make one of your moonshots work. See, this is the thing. Here's the key right here. When you're trying to aim for a moonshot, you're going to spend a whole lot of time making no progress while everybody else is making slow and steady progress. So they're actually ahead of you because they're making slow and steady progress. You're making zero progress. But when your thing finally works, you're going to blast yourself so far ahead of them that you and them are no longer being in competition. Mark Cuban, who's the owner of the Dallas Mavericks, but I heard a story he was selling a piece of the team to where he wouldn't be the majority guy anymore. But let's just call him owner of the Dallas Mavericks. You may have also seen him or heard of him on Shark Tank, the ABC show about entrepreneurship, which everybody should watch if you're an entrepreneur. Mark Cuban, the way he came to be who he is, a lot of people may not even notice, was that he got into the dot-com game back in the days, back in the late 90s, early 2000s. And I believe he created the website broadcast.com. I think that's the one that he had. And he sold his company right before the dot-com bubble burst. So he made a boatload of money right before the dot-com bubble bursted and a bunch of people basically lost their shirts and lost their companies. He got out at the right time. And then he used that money to go purchase the Dallas Mavericks. And he's leveraged basically that into all the other things that he has done and has become. And one of the things Mark Cuban is fond of saying, I've heard him say it many times, is that you only need to be right one time. You only need to be right once when you're aiming for moonshots. Now, if you're aiming for sequential progress, you got to be right over and over and over and over and over again. And then even with all those times being right, it's not going to take you that far. But when you're aiming for moonshots, you only got to be right once. Even if it takes you years to be right that one time will more than make up for all the years in which you were, let's just call it, wrong. Does everyone understand what I'm saying here? So while you're aiming on moonshots, for a lot of the time, it would seem like you're doing nothing and there's no progress being made. Kind of like the bamboo tree. They say the bamboo tree, you can water it for years and years and nothing happens. Then all of a sudden, over the course of just a few weeks, it just shoots up past everything. And the fact that others, in trying to or thinking that they are helping you, you got to be careful with this. They will advise you to stop going after the moonshot that clearly isn't working because, again, there are no tangible results. And instead, get the back to what you were always taught to do in your life, which is, again, taking those sequential steps up the ladder or upstairs. The reason so few people achieve success through moonshot behavior or moonshot thinking is not because there are only a few people with the capability. Everyone has the capability. There are only a few people who even try in the first place. And I talk about this a little bit in episode 2874, how to trigger a moonshot type of outcome in your life. When I talked about the phenomenon, which is courtesy of Dan Kennedy, he's the one who I first heard talk about this concept of the phenomenon. And that is all about triggering what Astro Teller calls a moonshot. So if you take in enough professional development, personal development material, you read a lot of books, take courses, listen to speakers, interviews as I do, you'll notice that a lot of times many of us slash them, we are talking about the same concepts. We just give them different words and we language it differently. We get to our point differently, but we're talking about a lot of the same concepts. But I like that because the more different ways you hear people talk about the same concept, the more opportunities you give yourself to have it heard in a way that clicks for you. Because the way Dan Kennedy explains it and the way Astro Teller explains it may not click for you the same as the way I explain it. Or you can swap those out. Maybe one of those click for you even better than the way I said it. That's the reason why I tell you about these folks. So you can go listen to what they said. Maybe the way they said it is better than the way I explained it. Maybe not. But the point is, we're talking about the same principles. We just, again, give them different names, different titles, and we get to the point in through different routes. And the biggest point here, when it comes to the moonshot thinking, is that a lot of people simply, again, don't want to take the moonshot. A lot of people don't want to take the moonshot. They're either not aware of the moonshot, even when they are aware, they don't want to do it. And it's easier and safer and simpler to take the sequential steps because you can at least see where the next step is. When you're taking a moonshot, it's hard to see that far in advance because you ain't there yet. You're not there. You're not close to it. And there's nothing in your current reality that says you're going to get there. It's very hard to stick to something like that. It's very hard to stick to that type of plan. And that's why the people who do this are few and far between. You know those days in your life when you don't really feel like being at work, you don't really feel like doing the job that you're required to do, but you have to do it anyway? Yeah, those days. We call those days the third day. Everyone has them no matter what it is that you do. And you need to, if you're going to be a professional, have a system for getting through those days because they're going to happen. I wrote a book called The Third Day, The Decision That Separates the Pros from the Amateurs, that systematically and strategically coaches you on how to get through those days so you can give your best effort when you least feel like it. I will give you a free copy of the book. Again, it's called The Third Day. All you have to do is cover the shipping and go to thirddaybook.com. Again, that's thirddaybook.com. Get a free copy of that book, How to Separate Yourself, the Pro, from the Amateurs, by showing up and giving your best effort when you least feel like it. Just go to thirddaybook.com. Point number three. The topic once again today is success is not achieved sequentially. Number three, the mental block that you have to overcome is the mentality that you must do things one step at a time and or slowly. If you don't overcome this mental block, then you are ineligible to even utilize what we're talking about here today. You have to get over the thought that everything has to happen step by step, one by one. Again, you're going to run out of time before you get there. Logically, most of you who've listened to everything I've said up to this point, you can agree with most of what I said. You can understand what I've said. But if all it took for you to make a mass change in your life was just logical understanding of a concept, well, a lot of things would be different, wouldn't it? Now, you would probably live in a library, all right, simply because you understand that logic is all that you need. Okay, go to the library. All right, ain't nothing but logic in the library. And you would create every change that you need to create with the snap of a finger. All you got to do is find a book, read it, do it exactly what it says is done. Everything would be taken care of. But the fact of the matter is human beings don't work this way. We are not wired to think this way. We need to be triggered emotionally, and then we can use our logic to make sense of whatever triggered us emotionally. So you can't just understand what I've said here today logically, and that's all you need. Because if that's all it took, again, a lot of things would be different. You need to understand emotionally what I'm saying before it will take effect and actually alter your life. Because all it took was a logical understanding of things for you to take action. Well, then all whatever number of people who are going to listen to this episode, all 5,000, 10,000 of you would be members of Work On Your Game University. I wouldn't have to say anything else. I'll just tell you about that. I'll get an episode. I say, go to workonyourgameuniversity.com. Work with me. All right. If you like this and this is helpful to you, imagine if I'm working with you directly on your specific issues, workonyourgameuniversity.com. All of you would just go join. I'll have too many people looking to join than I have actual time to coach everybody. If that was the case, that's not the case. People need to be triggered emotionally. They cannot just be informed logically. So look around the people who you know who have done things slowly. They followed the process one step at a time. They climbed the ladder one rung at a time. Notice that they either have or will run out of time before they get to their ultimate goals. If you know their ultimate goals, they usually run out of time before they get there. You are no different than those people. You might be younger. You might be in a different space. You might think that you are smarter, you work harder, or that for whatever reason, because you're younger or because of a different era, that you have more opportunity than them. And that means you are assuming that means you're going to get there, even though they didn't get there. I will push back against that and say, you're wrong about all of that. You're not wrong about those things factually. You're wrong about the outcome. Just because you're younger or you have access to more technology or you think you're smarter, work harder, more talented, etc., none of those is the reason why, if you do achieve success at much higher levels than they did, is not going to be because of any of those. It's going to be because you have a different mentality than them. Forget about the time difference. Forget about the age difference. Forget about the technology difference. None of those is going to make the real difference. Because if all it took for more people to be more successful was more technology, then explain to me why the same number of people who retire broke back in 1960 is the same number who was retiring broke in 2024. And that is true. Why is it the same number? Because technology doesn't make the difference. The way we think makes the difference. And as a matter of fact, if we're going to talk about that, technology is actually making people think less, not more. So people are actually getting dumber, not smarter. But that's a different subject for a different day. So you are no different than these other people. I'm just using them as an example because it's often easier to look at other people objectively than it is to look at ourselves objectively. But you're not any different than them. So you have to untether yourself from this concept of doing things step by step. And instead, look at how you can jump your progress forward in a short period of time. In other words, you need to learn how to collapse time frames. That's what you want to do. You want to collapse time frames. The better you can collapse time frames, the more you'll be able to get to your outcomes a lot faster than what you're doing right now. And I talked about this in the episode about how to get more life out of your life, episode number 2648. I also talked about it in, let me just get that episode for now. I have a bunch of episodes where I talked about this stuff, but collapsing time frames is one of the points that I did in that episode on getting more life out of your life. Collapse time frames just means shorten the space between idea and action. Let's recap today's class, which says success is not happening sequentially. Hats up to Dan Kennedy again for planting the seed for this idea. Point number one, how most people think of their success is doing things step by step, like you did in school, like many of you have done in your careers. I told you in episode 2672 to stop climbing ladders. You don't want to climb the ladder. Point number two, how success really happens is in jagged lines, ups and downs mixed together with one well, not one, but many big quantum leaps mixed in. Leaps in performance, achievement, and outcomes. People you label as successful, this is how they achieve their outcomes. Go listen to and find, and then listen to Astro Teller's talks on moonshot thinking. He explains this very well. Number three, the mental block you have to overcome is this mentality that things have to happen one step at a time and that things have to happen slowly. You will never get there doing things slow and doing them one step at a time. You will run out of time before you achieve your outcomes if you try to do this. So again, fact of the matter is human beings, many of them not capable of thinking in this way of making big leaps and big jumps. We'd rather make these small, inconsequential steps forward, or seemingly inconsequential steps forward, or what maybe you consider to be significant steps forward, one at a time, because at least you can see some progress. At least you feel like you're going somewhere. At least you have something to show for what you are doing. But when that person who's going for the moonshot, when that moonshot finally hits, they're going to catapult so far ahead of everybody else that you'll forget that there was ever even a competition in the first place. This is how you can go from looking like you're losing to winning wildly in a very short period of time. As Mark Cuban said, you only had to be right once when you are aiming at the right thing. All right? It's not for everything in life when you're aiming at the right thing. That said, text me, CRM, my community. Numbers down below in the description. And Work On Your Game University. All right, you want to have me as your direct coach. You want me to help you take your business from where it's at to where you want it to go. If you would like to be able to bounce your ideas and challenges and needs off of me, let me give you insight into what we can do, what we can't do, why things are happening the way that they are, so that, again, you're not flying blindly and doing everything on your own anymore. Go to workonyourgameuniversity.com. Link is down below. Work on your game. Dre all day. While you are here, don't forget to text me so you can be part of my texting community where you can ask me questions. You can share challenges with me. You are messaging me directly. You can get a direct response from me because I do read and reply to my messages. My number again, 305-384-6894. One more time, 305-384-6894. Make sure you text me because you never know when I'm going to send a message that could be the one thing you need to hear, the one thing you need to do, the one insight you need to get that could change your life. Make sure you message me, 305-384-6894. Are you ready to take your health and well-being to the next level? Or if you're already at the next level, you want to make sure you stay there? Introducing AG1, the ultimate all-in-one supplement that will revolutionize your daily routine. AG1 is meticulously crafted to provide your body with a comprehensive blend of 75 essential nutrients, vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. What does all that mean? Let me make it simple. It means you're getting the perfect solution for those of you who are committed to optimizing your health and fueling your body with the very best. I take this stuff myself. Besides water and my protein shake, I don't put anything else in my body. Whether you're a professional athlete or someone who values meticulous attention to detail when it comes to what you put in your body, AG1 is designed with people like us in mind. But the benefits don't stop there. When you choose AG1, you're going to receive a free 1-year supply of vitamin D, a vital nutrient that supports a strong immune system and promotes healthy bones. On top of that, we're including 5 free AG1 travel packs so you can stay on top of your game wherever life takes you. If a comprehensive solution is what you need from your supplement routine, then try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase. Go to drinkag1.com/workonyourgame. That's drinkag1.com/workonyourgame. Your body deserves the highest quality nutrition, and AG1 is here to deliver. That's why I partner with them. That's drinkag1.com/workonyourgame.